Imagine driving along in a relatively new car and having it burst into flames. Well, that's exactly what's happened to motoring journalist Peter Barnwell. Peter was test driving the new 2015 Ford Everest SUV when the electronics in the vehicle went haywire. The engine shut off and the car burst into flames. Thankfully, it was all caught on camera. The photos are up on 2GB.com right now. Luckily, Peter managed to get out safely, but there are still 1,000 Ford Everests on Aussie roads right now. Peter Barnwell, the News Corp motoring journalist, is on the line. G'day, Peter.
G'day, Ben. It was a brand new car, mate, not a new car. It was only about a month old with 3,000 Ks on it, so there you go.
And how far did you get before it burst into flames?
Well, I'd been driving around and it was sort of telling me that it had a couple of electrical issues, like up on the warning system on the instrument pod. And basically, I drove at about 10 Ks. I was turning down the road leading to my house and everything shut down. I stopped and it went whoomp, just burst into flames under the bonnet.
Tell me, I'm guessing that this was part of a bit of a way for Ford to showcase this vehicle and get you to write about it in News Corp newspapers. Was the publicist standing nearby when all of this was going on? How were they reacting?
No, they let motoring journalists loose in the car to pretty much do what they will, Ben, and that's what I was doing. I was just driving around like a normal bloke, and it just went up in flames on me, so that's what happened.
Have they given any explanation about what went wrong here or whether other motorists are safe?
No, there's a bit of an inquisition. They've got a committee down at Ford that investigates situations like this, and they've taken all the details and they're now assimilating all that information and trying to come up with a reason. So I'm interested to find out what it was.
How quickly did you get out?
Well, as soon as I stopped, the flames started coming out from under the bonnet, so I jumped immediately out of the car and ran away and hid behind a tree.
And the photographer just happened to capture the images, or was that a stranger?
That photographer was me. I was hiding behind a tree.
I see.
Photographs. Dodging shrapnel.
All right. Well, and it was, you know, I mean, it's no small fire at all. I mean, it would have scared the hell out of me. You're a very lucky man, and I guess we'll wait to hear the outcome of that investigation from Ford. Thanks so much for your time. We'll read more in News Corp papers.
No worries, Ben.
Peter Barnwell, the News Corp motoring journalist. Those photos are up on 2GB.com.